Welcome to Coffee Time with HK Vietnam, a multilingual podcast informing the audience about business development, investment opportunities, education in Vietnam, and so much more. My name is Chi Phạm, the moderator of this podcast, and please welcome Mr. Marco Valder, the host of this episode. Together with our guest, he will guide you through the exploration of Bremen, Germany's potential investment location for Vietnamese companies.
Many Vietnamese have heard about the city through the tale of the Grimm brothers, the musicians of Bremen. Located in the northern part of Germany, the Bremen region may be relatively small. However, it's a major cultural and economic hub of North Germany. The Bremen region is known for its capacity for innovation, its commercial strength, and its entrepreneurial spirit. This cosmopolitan city-state has expertise in the maritime economy, logistics, wind energy, automotive and aerospace, and it's a global player in all of them. Numerous highly respected research institutes are based in Bremen and help to put new ideas and solutions into practice in close collaboration with the business. Bremen is a hometown of big-ticket firms like Mercedes-Benz, Airbus, Atlas Electronic, and BLG Logistic Group. Among the top 10 major industrial hubs in Germany, smallest federal state, but 11 largest German city. In this today episode, we have our distinguished guests from Bremen and Germany to get to know more about the business opportunities in Bremen, especially for the Vietnamese businesses. It's my great pleasure to introduce you today, Ms. Christina Schön. Christina is the Senior Manager of Investor Support Service of the Germany Trade and Invest. Welcome. Our second speaker for today is Christian Gutschmidt. Christian is the Head of Unit International Affairs and Controlling of the Ministry of Economic Affairs, Labour and Europe. As you can see, in Germany, we like very long names. Christian, welcome as well. And last but not least, we have Andreas Gerber, the Director of International Business of Bremen Invest. Andreas, welcome also to you.
Thank you very much. Great to be.
Very nice. I think we should step in and start to discuss our topic. As you know, that since 2 years, we have a trade agreement between the European Union and Vietnam, what is quite unique here in the region, especially in ASEAN. And that brings, of course, also a lot of opportunities also for Vietnamese companies. And here we also try to attract Germany and especially also the region of Bremen to be the right target, the right destination of the potential investment from Vietnamese companies. Maybe, Christina, we can start with you. So what is the advantage of Germany in general?
The advantage of Germany in general is, of course, that it is a very well-located market in the middle of Europe, which means that you have a good opportunity not only covering Germany, but many other European states.
Okay, interesting. And of course, Germany, I understand, is also the largest economy in Europe.
Yes, of course. It's the largest economy. Also, if we have a look at the purchase power, I think Germany is quite... well, in the top rankings of the states, so it's a huge market, and also maybe also the reason why it's used as the hub to Europe, so to say, for many foreign companies.
And during my preparation for this podcast, I came to the conclusion that you have actually a very nice job to make this promotion for Germany. In general, but on the other hand, maybe it's also a bit challenging, I guess, because we have 16 provinces in Germany. Everybody is also trying to attract, of course, foreign companies for their investments here. And so I'm really glad to have you here, Andreas and Christian. So why a Vietnamese company should invest in your beautiful city of Bremen?
Good question. I would like to start if you don't mind. Well, first of all, thank you very much for this kind introduction. And to be honest, your excellent summary of Bremen as an investment location, I would add, I would like to add a little bit of to it. And Christina said something very important, and Bremen especially is Europe's logistics hub. I could talk a lot about ports and logistics, about distribution, especially for Vietnamese companies doing import and export. Maybe we can go or dive deeper into that topic later on. But that's one reason why Bremen is a great location for international companies in general. Second is Bremen is a top industrial location in Germany. It's ranked six when it comes to the industry. You already said it. We have global or international players in our city, like Mercedes-Benz, Airbus, Becks, and others, and there must be a reason, you know, why they are here. So a truly international location, and that's kind of a basic need for international companies to be surrounded by other international companies. And I would like to add something else. You know, you will definitely want, Vietnamese companies will definitely will find a tailor-made solution for their setup or for their start in Germany, in Bremen. For example, if a company wants to start with a sales office, no problem. We will find a solution for that, a fully furnished office, and you can start right away. If you're an import and export, you're looking for a logistics warehouse, we will find also that. And I would like to add that, you know, one major reason why investing in Bremen is my team. Vietnamese companies definitely have a perfect contact in Vietnam. We have a great colleague, her name is Huyang, and Vietnamese companies can contact Huyang in Ho Chi Minh City, ask all kinds of questions. We take care of those questions and try to find answers and get deeper into the location. So the team makes the difference, I would say, in our city. And last but not least, Bremen is beautiful. Very beautiful, very green city, mid-sized city, so the region around Bremen covers 2 million people. So it's kind of really worth living in our city.
Okay,
sorry for talking too much.
No. So, and I think we also got the message, Bremen is a beautiful city. Christian, now is your part, so.
Yeah, well, I will not deny that because, well, I was born in Bremen, it's great to have the job to promote Bremen now internationally. So it's a dream job for me, being a citizen of Bremen. I can talk about a lot of advantages. But from the administrative point of view or from the political point of view, Andreas told a little bit about the industries we have and where we are strong. What we try to do is also foster innovation in these sectors, not only the industrial basis, but also innovation to be competitive also in the future. And what we do is we form clusters to support the companies and the organizations. We bring research and economy together to implement innovation. And the cluster organizations, they organize workshops, do networking events, they go to exhibitions, and they also support the internationalization of the companies by organizing delegation trips, for example, or inviting delegations to come to Bremen.
Let me step in for a moment. So this is clusters, I think that's very interesting. It's a concept what is not too known here in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. So the clusters are organized by different industries?
There's no general approach that is always the same, but you can say that in the beginning of an industry, the public sector supports the start of cluster organization by, for example, funding the 3 people who work for that cluster. And those 3 people start to approach the companies, and the companies, when it works well, will become members of the cluster and also pay a little money to support the cluster organization. And then the organization is doing all the work for supporting their industry and being also also approaching, for example, the politics. If if the companies say they do lobbying, so if the companies say we need a change of law, for example, then the cluster organization can approach the politics, and that also is in Bremen. It's quite easy because we are small, we're the smallest of the 16 federal states, so more or less everybody knows each other, and it's easy to approach politics because you meet them all the time in networking events, for example. So. It becomes very effective for the companies via the cluster organizations to approach or do lobbying, for example.
And Marco, mm-hmm. I would like to add, those cluster organizations for aerospace and aviation or food and beverage, those cluster organizations are a great opportunity for international companies looking for expansion to Germany, or setting up, a company, a branch office in Germany, to get to know the industry. So international companies have a chance to be part of that cluster organization and the network, so they get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
So they in really short time, they have the opportunity to meet people, from the same industry, from research and development, politicians, Christian said it. So it's a very easy start for international companies to get into the market.
I think it's a very important measure. So it's not about competition, right?
Correct.
So the cluster organizations are open also for foreign invested companies as well as for Vietnamese companies.
Correct.
If they would invest in Korea.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
I mean, generally speaking, as soon as a Vietnamese company comes to Germany and adopts a company there, it's completely treated as a German company.
Yeah, former.
Yeah.
Okay, but Christina, maybe you also could give our audience a bit of a feeling. So maybe the latest foreign investments in Germany, so they came from which countries, in which industries, so what's the trend right now? And of course, later as well, what is the trend in rate?
Well, I guess electromobility is a very huge topic going on in Germany. Energy transition, I'm just name dropping big topics now, but of course, energy transition is a huge topic that everyone has to adapt to currently, and Germany is definitely looking for interesting solutions in these sectors. So I guess these are two of the major ones. We have FDI from all of the world. I mean, due to the pandemic, we have seen, of course, in the latest year that it has been quite a much investment from other European countries, but we are very glad that it is a bit easier again to travel to Europe, and we'll hope to see even more investments from the Asian countries again. So yeah, that's very welcome.
And could you also describe a bit your support service from your organization?
Sure.
For an investor?
Sure, I'd love to. So as you all might know, Germany is a federal republic, which means that we actually do have 16 federal states. Bremen is one of these states, and Germany Trade and Invest, where I work, is the Foreign Trade and Investment Inward Investment Agency of the Federal Republic of Germany. Very long title again. But what we do is that we advise and support all foreign, of course, also including the Vietnamese companies, companies planning to expand into the German market. So our investor consultant division will provide a lot of information with, I guess, the aim of facilitating business expansion of foreign companies into Germany. So it could be the assistance of finding the right site location for their business. Obviously, we work hand in hand with organizations like Bremen Invest and all other federal states in this case, but also when it comes to general information, how to set up a company in Germany, what is the company taxation situation, how can I actually travel there, how can I live there, entry, residence regulations as well, but also all possible market data, statistics about key industries that one might have to know before you take the decision of going somewhere. So this is what we can add. And again, in cooperation all the time with the federal state, we at Germany Trade Union Invest, we do not have any locations of our own. So this is exactly what the cooperation is about with the federal states.
And I would like to add, of course, you know, we have a lot of experience, Germany Trade Union Invest and all the economic development agencies when it comes to supporting international investors to their location in Germany. But of course, international investors, they have so many questions. Sometimes they don't know where to start, what the process looks like. And that is our job. It's a great job. There are so many questions. And, you know, we collect all those questions. We try to find answers for investors. And even if we don't have the answer right away, we take care of those questions and try to find a solution for investors. So it's not just information for an investor. It's more like guiding through this whole process. And of course, it all begins here in Vietnam, you know, with a contact to Germany Trade and Invest or to Bremen Invest. But this doesn't end here. So, you know, when investors fly over, we welcome them at the airport and we set up a program for them to learn more about the location. We set up meetings with notary publics, with lawyers, tax advisors to get to know the location and the process. So we take care of those questions and as I said, try to find a solution so that companies can start right away.
Okay. I think it sounds like an amazing support service. Just by the way, so is your service, is it free of charge or how does it work?
Yes, our services are free of charge, and also if the company would like that we work confidential with them, we're more than happy to do that as well. So I guess
same for us. Completely free of charge. But when it comes to warehouse facilities or when it comes to an office space, a co-working space, of course that's not free of charge anymore. Mm-hmm. But our service, the support, is completely free of charge.
Okay, I see. That's very important to know. And Christian, maybe you can describe us a bit the latest trends of foreign investments in Bremen.
Due to the COVID situation, there was a problem during the last 2 years because a lot of people were not able to, as you already said, more investors came from Europe, but there are also a lot of interested investors in the pipeline from Asian countries, also from Vietnam. But it's not concentrated on a certain special sector, so it's quite broad. I think the investors are looking, for one thing, they look into the logistics competence we have, as Andreas already said, and the other thing that they search for their customers in our industrial sectors. And maybe third, we have a lot of research institutes, a strong research team, universities and universities of applied science, a lot of institutes around. For some investors, it's also very interesting to combine their business with the innovation system in Bremen, for example, Fraunhofer institutes we have. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it's not concentrated on certain sectors. But what we try to do and where we can see also first successes is we try to support cross-cluster activities, for example, in material science or lightweight structures. in renewable energies, hydrogen, or also in artificial intelligence and IT. As I said, it's not concentrated on a certain industrial sector, but interesting for a lot of sectors. So, we have built centers for areas of activities. One is called ECOMAT, it's a center for eco-efficient materials and technologies. And the other one is called DHI, Digi Hub Industry, where we concentrate companies, universities, and research institutes. Like an incubator for innovation. in these sectors. And foreign companies are invited to go there, like to a co-working space, and also bring in their competence and their ideas, and maybe in the end also get a business relation, for example, at the ECOMAT with Airbus in building the planes of the future.
Okay, great. I know that, Christina, your organization, Germany Trade and Invest, you have office here in Hanoi since many years already. You organized, I remember, a big delegation in 2016 and 2018. You opened the office in Ho Chi Minh City, and so with a permanent presence in Vietnam. I'm sure that there are some reasons for that. So what is your impression about Vietnam? Vietnamese companies, Vietnamese business, and maybe why do you think that also Vietnamese companies would be a suitable foreign investor in Rail?
That's an excellent question. We started, you said it, a delegation, or we had a delegation trip to Vietnam in 2016. We were amazed about the power and the strength of the companies already. And with the new free trade agreement, Vietnam and the EU, there are so many opportunities for Vietnamese companies. The country is very fascinating. You have a population of 100 million, very young, very well educated people, with a lot of energy to do business. And that's that was very fascinating to see. So we decided to set up an office here, and not only to attract Vietnamese companies that are looking for opportunities in Germany, but also support German operating-based companies who are looking into the Vietnamese market to help and assist those companies who are searching for opportunities here. And from our experience, of course, some obstacles during the last 2 years in the pandemic, but still, Vietnamese companies are so interested. They are so vibrant. People are really into business here. That's very good to see. And we definitely would like to support those companies. It's really, really fun to see, good to see that the energy is here and everyone's trying to set up their own business.
Christina, I think so during the last 10 years, we have also some very famous Vietnamese companies as an investor in Germany, starting with FPT, is a big software company here in Vietnam. I think all Vietnamese people know that company already. Then we have also a bank, the Viet In Bank, started in Frankfurt, now with a second branch in Berlin, maybe very soon a third branch in Bremen. So, and you also have the very famous Maslan Group. I think they are also a co-shareholder of one German company in Germany. So there are some companies already. So maybe what is your impression? So I think you are the first time in Vietnam. So what is your feeling when you talk to Vietnamese companies, when you see the city?
Well, first of all, I'm very glad to be here. First trip to Vietnam, that's true. While talking to Vietnamese entrepreneurs, I would say that they are very interested in hearing more about Europe and about Germany. There are quite strong connections to Germany already, and also that they are really curious about the mark. Hopefully also the new free trade agreement, well, it sets a new frame, I think, for doing business as well, so that it will be easier to, and under better conditions also, so that actually can compete on a fair level with other companies. But I only had positive impulses so far, I must say, yeah.
Okay. And maybe I can start with a last round. Of course, we are talking about companies, but behind every company are people. People are humans, and they also have to feel good. I think what we see, what connects our countries, Germany and Vietnam, are two things. One thing is beer, and the second thing is football or soccer. And you know also from your view of Bremen, so you have something to offer. So It's up to you, Andreas. Maybe you can start. Beer or football?
I would go. I know that Christian is a big football fan, so I would
okay.
The beer. And yes, Bremen is home of one of the greatest beers in the world. It's Beck's beer. It's Beck's was founded in the 17th century in our city. Mm. Still located at the same location in the city until today. Nowadays, it's brewed in different locations all over the world, but still a great beer. And that, you know, Bremen people love their beer. And I would like to invite you know, Vietnamese companies coming over to our city to do maybe a brewery a tour and maybe taste a little bit.
Before coming to football, the former Minister for Economic Affairs in Bremen, he always said when we were traveling that there are 6 million reasons every day to come to Bremen, because the Beck's Brewery produces 6 million bottles of beer every day. So,
that's yeah. Another key message.
But, well, that's only one thing, and I think the quality of life in Bremen in general is quite high. It's not only beer and football, but it's also a lot of green, a lot of parks, the possibility to go almost everywhere by bike in a very short time. So it's not the biggest city in the world, but it's great to live there. But then coming to football, last time I was here in 2019, there was a celebration in the street, and I was wondering what is happening here. I was really surprised what was going on there. People waving flags and everything. And then somebody told me the national team won a game. I think it was a qualifying game for the World Championships.
It's never important to know.
It was a great experience for me, and it reminded me of Bremen because we have a football club in Bremen, Werder Bremen, and. Well, the people say Werder is Bremen and Bremen is Werder. So it's a strong relation between the club and the city. Everybody is in bad mood if the club loses on the weekend. And you start the week with a bad mood and no good business talks on Mondays then. But on the other side, if Werder Bremen wins, like last weekend where we beat Borussia Dortmund in the last 5 minutes actually, everybody is in great mood, and you can see it in the city. All the people are laughing and feeling good. Football is very, very important, and I can only invite everybody that wants to visit Bremen from Vietnam or wants to invest in our city. Please also visit again, because it's a great experience with a crowd of 40,000 people supporting their club. I'm going there for, I don't know, 40 years now, and it's always great.
There's a lot of up and downs.
Yeah,
and now you are up again, right?
Yeah, now we are up again, and I hope to go up a little more. But it's a fantastic experience and brings people together. I think it's not only bringing people in Bremen together, but football is always a thing where you can, that brings people together all over the world. So please come and experience it.
Okay, great. One last sentence, one last message from each of you. Why a Vietnamese company should invest in Germany, Christina?
Well, as I said earlier, it's a central location, the gateway to the rest of Europe, due to the free trade agreement, a great framework of getting there. German people are very positive, I would say, towards Vietnamese companies, and people have had great experiences and, many reasons.
Okay, and inside Germany you have a choice why they should go to Bremen.
They definitely should come. As I already said, we have a great service from A to Z investors who are definitely really looking into the German market. they should try, you know, and address all kinds of questions they have to our colleague in Ho Chi Minh City, Yuan, and see what she has to offer. And we are happy to invite everyone to come to see and feel Bremen.
And Christian, beside beer and football, Bremen offers.
First of all, Bremen offers the service Andreas just mentioned, and then it offers the opportunity to feel home very soon. And I think that's very important.
Thank you very much for each of you. Yeah, it was my pleasure to host this podcast with you. I think we learned a lot about Germany and especially also about Bremen. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yes, great.
Thank you for joining us in Coffee Time with AHK Vietnam podcast. You can easily find more about our interesting episode on our website. For more information of AHK Vietnam's activities, please follow our social media channels on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. See you in our next episode.